Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to r/today I effed up, where this student makes the mistake of kissing her boyfriend on camera in front of 80 other students and her university professor, thinking it was switched off. Today I effed up by kissing my boyfriend on camera at university. There I am, sitting online in a huge lecture with only 3 people, including me and the prof, with their camera on. So you know how it is in Teams. My stream therefore occupied 1/4 of the entire lecture view in a class of roughly 80 people. My boyfriend asks if the camera is on. It's 9 a.m. I'm only a few sips into my coffee. Nope, I said. He lunges over at me and gives me a huge smooch. A good 5 seconds, tongue and all, hand on my neck. We're enjoying it when I hear my professor say, "Hello there, is this a student joining us today?" I have my headphones in, so my boyfriend couldn't even hear him. I push him off, look at the camera, mortified, and turn it off. The students and professor were not impressed. Not even a smirk or laugh, just looks of disapproval. My private chat starts blowing up with messages from peers. I'm a high-scoring student, well known to the department and faculty, being scouted as a research assistant and admission to master's. It's not like my behaviours escape under the radar. So what happens now? How come I haven't combusted and sunken into the afterworld yet? Does anyone know who to call to get a new identity? Oh, and also, it's captured on the post of recording for everyone to replay. I mean, this is one of those moments that is just terrible, sickening. That moment where the professor pipes up. Oh my god. Just imagine the look on OP's face when she heard that. Oh, terrible. And it's also on the recording for everyone to see forevermore and clip up and do whatever they want with. It's funny, but it's really bad if it's you. And you know what you could do? You could just bat yourself and then kiss your boyfriend on every single lecture in the future and just assert dominance over everyone else. And say, you know what? This is me. Deal with it. That'd be elite, but maybe don't do that. Now for our next F up. Today I effed up by lying to my wife for 13 years. My wife hates orange and lime flavored candies. I love them. Well, I love the orange and I like the lime. So she passes on the orange Starburst to me. She passes the orange and green Skittles to me. She passes the orange and green gummy bears to me. This has been happening for 13 years. What she doesn't know is that the green Haribo gummy bears are actually strawberry flavoured. Shortly after we married, for one reason or another, I looked at the back of the Haribo gummy bears package and discovered this. So I haven't said anything for 13 years. Every time we get gummy bears, she gives me the orange and green ones, the strawberry ones, and I've never said a word. I've enjoyed eating my little lies. Until last night. We had some gummy bears, and she opened them and started to hand me the orange and green ones. But after a few minutes, I saw her looking at the back of the bag. Then I saw her eyes get real big. She turned to me and asked if I've known that the green bears were strawberry. She always thought they were lime. I was honest and nodded my head yes. The look of betrayal was unreal. She asked how long I've known and I was honest. I told her as long as we've been married. She quit giving me the gummy bears she didn't like. She was even eating the orange ones out of spite. I don't think I'll get any more gummy bear discards after this. Time to buy my own. You know what? I actually rate that OP said this has been going on for 13 years. They could easily have said, "Oh, I didn't realize, but I realized the other week or even year," but no. The full 13 years of you, I guess, semi-tricking your wife into giving you strawberry gummy bears. It's a little thing, but in many ways, it's 13 years. I don't really know how serious this is. Like, on the one hand, it's gummy bears. On the other hand, it's like you didn't tell her for 13 years, something that you could easily have told her. I don't know. Comment down below. What do you reckon? Weird one. I also love that she's also eating the orange ones out of spite, just saying no. Even though I don't like them, you're not having them. You're in the doghouse for this one, pal. Unlucky. Now for our third F up. Today I effed up by telling my wife that I would date again if she died. So, Me and my wife, Pam, have been together for over 10 years. Recently, our friend Kevin started dating his new girlfriend. His wife passed away about 3 years ago. Pam and I were in bed together when she started talking about Kevin. She said that she was disappointed in Kevin for dating again so soon. She claimed that Kevin is disrespecting his wife's memory by moving on to someone else. I responded by saying that everyone processes the loss of a partner differently. I told her that I see no problem with Kevin moving on, and I'm sure his wife would want him to be happy again. Pam looked shocked and asked me if I really didn't see a problem with it. I told her that I had no issues with it. It's Kevin's life after all. She then asked me what I would do if she ever passed away. I told her that I can't give a definitive answer because I'm not planning on that happening. But she continued to probe me and asked if I would ever date again or get remarried. I responded, probably. Look, I love you to death and I'd be heartbroken if you died, but life goes on. I can't stop living my life just because you're gone. She looked drained and said, am I really that easy to get over? I told her, honey, that's not what I meant. I'll always have a special place in my heart for you, but that doesn't mean I can't love anyone else. I would want you to move on too if I died. She just stared at the wall and said, I get it. It's been 3 days and Pam is still depressed over the whole thing. Her sister called me earlier today and trashed me for what I said. She said that I should have kept that to myself and that I was a scumbag for basically telling Pam that she can be replaced. Pam still won't speak to me and everything is really tense around the house. Now Pam is fully convinced that I'm not in love with her and I'm just waiting for her to die so I can replace her with a new toy. Now, this one, a bit more serious than the previous two, let's be honest. It's one of those things that even if you think it as a husband or a wife, you probably shouldn't say it to your partner. Like, look, don't get me wrong. If you're put in that situation and your partner dies, you don't know how you're going to react. And OP has said that, but they've also said they understand Kevin's position. Look, it's one of those things that you can think, but don't say, because it's not the nicest thing to hear, is it? Especially given that your partner isn't dead. Look, don't get me wrong. If you ask me that same question and I'm completely logical about it, I may well think the same thing. I don't know because it hasn't happened to me, but I do understand why Kevin has moved on. You know, it's been a few years now. Yes, he loved his wife, but it doesn't mean that he's going to just stop his life forever and never meet anyone else. It's a tough one, but what I wouldn't do is I wouldn't say it to your wife. That is a terrible thing to have done. A bit of common sense here, pal. Whatever you think, don't say it to your partner. Come on. Now for our fourth story. Today I effed up by telling my wife a fake fact to mess with her. This happened almost 15 years ago and came back to bite me today, which is why it's a today I effed up. My wife loves Christmas songs and she loves to sing them. 15 years ago, we were on a holiday car ride and she decided to pass the time by singing the Christmas song over and over again. And me being me, I decided to screw with her just to be funny. When she got to Jack Frost nipping at your nose, I blanched and asked her why she was singing that song in an absolutely mortified voice. When she looked confused, I feigned surprise that she was unaware of her faux pas and proceeded to inform her that, like many a Grimm's fairy tale, Christmas songs often have a dark past, and that Jack Frost was the name of a mental patient from the 20s who broke out of an asylum during a Christmas break and went around devouring faces, particularly noses, to which he'd acquired a taste for. She bought it, hook, line, and sinker. She was shocked, horrified that people would sing about it, and we talked about it for the duration of the ride. Jack Frost's antics growing darker and darker as the miles flew by. Fast forward to this morning, today. I'm in a good mood. It's super snowy, and I've snowblowed the driveway. As I'm getting dressed, I start singing the Christmas song, and she chastises me in a teasing voice. I had no idea what she was talking about. She then confides that Jack Frost, the serial nose biter, had forever ruined that song for her, and she can no longer stand it. I laugh and explain that I was teasing that day, and I honestly didn't think that she'd believed me. She got mad. Mad. Apparently, this has been her go-to fact during the holidays, and for the last 15 years, she shared this dark and gruesome tidbit with anyone who would listen. I guess a sea of confused and disbelieving looks, and a flashback of people staring at her as if she were a nose biter, came back to haunt her as the lie she'd been spreading for years came back in a moment of dawning comprehension. She's mad and a little hurt, and I'm apparently the king of lies who's never to be trusted again. Now, this one is just funny. I'm sorry. It is quite obviously fake, I'm not gonna lie, but I guess if you're being told this fact by your significant other, then maybe you just believe it. You would think at some point in the 15 years that you've been telling this fact to other people, you would, you know, check it and make sure it was correct. It is a bit of a strange thing to say. And I guess when you're getting these weird looks from other people after saying this, you may have thought to yourself, I wonder if this is actually right. But hey, you didn't. I don't really think you can blame OP for this one though, because it is just a joke. But the fact that she's ran with this fact for 15 years and probably says it every year or every time that the song plays, in fact, it's a tough one for her to take. That is for sure. So I don't blame her reaction.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now for our final F up of today's episode. Today I effed up by telling a woman at our first date that her pepper spray is useless. So, this actually happened today, a few hours ago. A friend set me up with this woman because she thought we have similar hobbies and a similar dark humour. We met today for the first time for a coffee. We were actually having a good time, or at least I thought so. We clicked right away and had a lot to talk and laugh about. After like an hour, she suggested to pay for our drinks and go somewhere else for lunch, and I happily agreed. As we were about to pay for our drinks, she started searching her purse for her wallet and put various objects on the counter because it seemed like her purse was a little bit of a mess. One of these objects was a pepper spray. I casually mentioned after leaving the coffee, by the way, I'd consider getting a different pepper spray if you plan to defend yourself. This one is quite useless. Now, for a bit of context, I used to test various pepper sprays and tear gas in the military. We were stupid and young, but it was also kind of thrilling, and the product she had was by far the worst, or I guess the weakest, that we tested. I just recognized the bottle because it was so bad, and I thought I should let her know that this is probably not the best option to go with. But she obviously didn't know about that because, well, we just met an hour ago. After this comment, our conversation kind of died and she suddenly had a work emergency and had to go. It took me a few minutes until I realized that my comment was beyond creepy without any context. I'm definitely not used to meeting new people. I hope I've not traumatized her. Now look, easy thing for me to say here, guys, is just say, give a little bit of context. Why not? It's not the weirdest thing to say, given that you've been in the military. But the fact that you haven't done that because you didn't realize, that's what's killed you. Now, the good news is that down below in the comments, OP has actually said, don't worry, it's all good. The girl called and apologized for running off. And then he's also apologized for the weird comment and given that context that was so needed. And they're actually going to see each other again, which is the good news. But in isolation, saying, yeah, that pepper spray isn't strong enough to ward off someone like me. That's the effect it's given off anyway. Very creepy. Tough one. But hey, at least you resolved it in the end. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/todayieffedup. Really hope you enjoyed this one. 5 fantastic posts, if you ask me. A lot of more serious F-ups and some jokey ones. But hey, they're all good in my opinion. If you enjoyed them, let me know which one you enjoyed the most in the comments down below. If you want more from this subreddit right away, check it out here. And subscribe for daily Reddit content. I'll see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new one. Take care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.